Area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. As we say words of encouragement and enlightenment, that you will move upon our hearts, that we may know you, Heavenly Father, and the forgiveness of our sin. We pray now, Lord God, that the words that we speak will have an effect on our life in such a way that we will draw closer to you. And our Father, we pray that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We ask this in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio and those that are watching us by internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Joshua, the second chapter, verses 1 through about 13. Joshua, the second chapter, verses 1 through about 13. And when you have found it, say amen. If you need more time, say wait a minute. Joshua, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13, where we find these words which are recorded. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shechem two spies to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land of Jericho. And they went and came to an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men and hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the land, all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not, pursued after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with a stalk of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the floor. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites, and that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for our topic this morning a covenant agreement between two spies and Rahab. A covenant agreement between two spies and Rahab. I want to begin this morning by asking a question. If you were in school today and your teacher asked, "What is a covenant?" what would your answer be? How long would it you have to think about that word? And how long would you contemplate the definition of it? My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is, all of us, in some form or another, make covenants every day. So what makes a covenant? And why are covenants important for us today? God established many covenants for his people. The first thing we should do is define what a covenant really is. A covenant basically is defined as a sacred agreement between God and his children. In other words, God is the one who sets the covenant. And God is the one who knows the outcome of that agreement. In our society today, we make covenants all of the time. For there is a covenant that we make when we get married. And in that covenant, we said, as you stood before the congregation and God, for better or for worse, for richer, poorer, in sickness and in health, so long as we both shall live. How many remember that covenant? We stood before the congregation and God, and we made a covenant with the congregation and God that we would do those things. Now, remember I said, God sets it, and the problem is he doesn't break it. We sometimes break the covenant. That was a covenant to our wife or to our husband. There is also a covenant that we make when we are sworn into official or public office. We place our hand on the Bible, and we make an oath or we make a vow to uphold the law or to uphold things within society. Antioch, God established a covenant with the children of Israel. And through that covenant, God is fulfilling all that he has promised his people. For they are a peculiar people, and they are a royal priesthood. The covenant that God made with them was an everlasting covenant. But God also did something uniquely, because in the beginning of these covenants, we see that God established a covenant really for the entire world. There was the covenant, the Edenic covenant, where man or Adam was to work. And that covenant was conditional based on Adam's obedience to God's command not to eat of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. That was the Edenic covenant. We say Eden. Then there was the Adamic covenant. And the Adamic covenant was the result of sin from disobeying God, and how God would establish grace with the coming of Christ, where the Lord Christ would come and fulfill the perfect nature that man was originally to have. And Christ would prove that man was still worthy of entering into the kingdom by suffering and dying for our transgressions and our mess up. Then there is the Abrahamic covenant. As God promised and blessed Abraham and all of his descendants that he would not only be the father of many nations, but God gave the act of circumcision to Abraham, which was a sign of obedience to that particular covenant. And even that covenant is active today. Then God made a covenant with Noah. And that covenant was that he would never destroy the earth with a flood. God made covenants. Don't forget about the covenant with Moses, which renewed the one which he made with Abraham. And then God establishes the Ten Commandments so that Moses would see and know what God's laws and rules would be. And the laws and the rules for you and I to live by. But the good news is that God will never break his covenant with us. And these covenants are still active and alive that you and I live by. So we see what was introduced was a covenant agreement with Rahab in our story. A covenant that was made by two spies. We could say that God sets the covenant, but can we set covenants? And the answer is yes. We can also make covenant. Amen. I made a covenant with God that I would get up and I would talk to him every day. And sometime I missed that covenant. In my haste of my busy life, sometime I rush out of the house and then I remember you didn't sit and have a conversation with the Lord. I made a covenant agreement with him. Now God expect me to do and fulfill what I said I would do. We made a covenant agreement with God each and every day. So the question is, are we still fulfilling the covenant that we made with him? We pray, we worship and praise him. We come to church and we exalt his name because we have a covenant agreement with him as Christian to come together as believers to worship him in spirit as well as in truth. We're told the historical text how Joshua sent two spies to evaluate the city of Jericho. God had already led them through the children of Israel through the wilderness and was showing them the promised land, and now they have some obstacles in the way. And in the middle of these obstacles, in the middle of the path that they were to go, that the spies were to take, as they would go to Canaan, would be some situation that they would encounter. But before the people could attack and regain the area or secure what God had for them, Joshua needed some critical information about the city. He needed some critical information about the fortress. He needed some information about the gates and its fortified towers. He needed to know something about the military forces. And he also needed to know something about the morale of the people. That sounds so much like us today. Each nation looking at the other nation, trying to conquer those nations because they are different than their nation. And so they fortify their walls. They put gates up in front.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.